It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, McConnell Buick GMC, and Grander Marine. And the star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Man, the weather is here, and the fishing is what? Is it? Are the fish responding to the calendar? That think it's spring?
As that world famous philosopher Jimmy Buffett once said, "The weather is here. I wish you were beautiful." That's something along that. Yes, man, they have. I'll tell you, it's we're in this kind of early part of that transition that we talk a lot about, where these fish start to move out of the rivers and move out into the shallow bays that are adjacent to the rivers and start, you know, setting up to spawn. And some of them are actually spawning. I'm going to text you a picture when we get off the air. I should have sent it before, of some classic early spring signs of trout. And you know what you're looking at. And I'd love for our listeners to know, what when we start talking about fish slicks and birds, bird schools and that sort of thing. That's the kind of thing that's going to be happening for about the next 6 weeks.
So you're already seeing slicks already?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh man. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and it's, Sean, it's like, you know, it's like it every year. Everything in every place doesn't happen at the same time. You'll start to see signs of it in certain areas, and then a little later in others. And that's just kind of the way it's been. But when we finished up yesterday, as a matter of fact, we were trying to catch some redfish towards the end of the trip, and man, we caught some trout up in like no water, literally a foot and a half, 2 feet of water. Which really tells me that these fish have started to make this transition in a lot of areas, you know. So, with that, your baits of choice are going to be, you know, live shrimp. If you get it, most of the guys are doing it. The bait shop's doing a great job. They've done a great job all winter keeping shrimp. But, you know, you can use artificial bait or artificial shrimp under a cork. It's going to be your best tactics for this kind of fishing, you know, getting upwind from the slicks or the birds, and drifting until you get bit, and then stop the boat, and usually it results in a lot of action. So that's going to be the key to the pattern doing this transitional period stuff for a little while now.
Now, does it, as people are listening to you going, okay, I love fishing trout, with a slick, around a slick, do you start off, like you said, they're transitioning out of the mouth of these rivers? Is that the first place you go looking? I mean, how close are they to the mouth of the rivers right now?
That's a great question. And there's some of them are like literally right at the mouth where the rivers start to dump out into these bays. And the reason I've always thought that that's the early place to get them is because I think they're still at that stage to where I guess they instinctively know that we can still have fronts. Mm-hmm. As we know, living here on the coast, a week from now we could have snow on the azaleas, you know.
Right,
so
right.
So I think just instinctively, and it's their whole world is motivated by water temperature. When that water temperature is at that early transitional range, which is the 62 degree range or so, I think they know that they have to still be able to get back to the safety of that deep water. So yes, they're usually, I'd start like right at the mouths of the rivers and start drifting out. And like I said, when we finished up yesterday, we were pretty ways out in a bay, drifting down a bank, you know, where I was scrubbing on the trolling motor and still catching trout, you know. So that's the reason I say when I start seeing that happening is these fish have really committed to this transition when I see them that far away from the mouths of the rivers and out in that shallow water.
You got everybody fired up, so tell them how to get a trip booked with you and the A-Team.
It's ateamfishing.com, all one word, real easy to do, and you just can go to the Contact Us tab, get our phone number there, or our email, or you can email us a little form, and we can get you booked up, go through some, if you're interested. If you got a set date, we can do that, or if you want to talk about tides and moon phases, we can do that with you, too, and get you set up that way.
Oh, man, I love it. Great time of the year, Captain Bobby. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for having me back on. I thought you kicked me to the curb there, man.
No, I'm back. I just had trouble getting in the studio. I'm back now, so that's good. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with that guy, Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by Grander Marine, McCoy Outdoor Company, and McConnell Buick GMC.